understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning from Marion, Kentucky, and welcome to the big thaw. It looks like today we're finally going to come out of this thing. We can maybe come out of the cave, too, out of hibernation. Been a wickedly cold week plus, a little over a week now. We've been in the ice box, and people will be able to get out and stir around today. Hopefully this snow will find somewhere to go into the side ditches as it melts. But we're really excited about the warmth that we are to get today and tomorrow, and get rid of winter. Hopefully this will be the last serious bout we have this year, or at least this season. So we are going to take a look at a great deal of news around the community today, and we're going to get started down in Salem, where seems like Salem's been the dateline on a lot of big news over the past few days. Much of it very difficult. Of course, probably the biggest story around the death of Coach Don Ringstaff, just a legend, a former Hall of Famer, passed away last week, as the governor said. One of the individuals who lost their life due to storm-related issues. He had been over going over to his son's house and had apparently had a medical episode after kind of getting stuck in the snow and walking up the driveway. But big event yesterday down in Smithland, where Coach Ringstaff was remembered. They have officially named the floor down there now after him. It was going to happen, and I think they've already come to terms with this is a done deal. The school board had announced it a few weeks ago, and there were going to be some formalities. But I guess christening it yesterday during his funeral service there, just a huge huge legend in Livingston County, and we were very saddened by his loss. Also down in Salem, they had a little vandalism last week. A lot of graffiti scrawled across some private vehicles. Just a real serious damage for those individuals. And then businesses in town will have to get all that taken care of. And a local man who lives there in town is blamed for it. And he was arrested and jailed on felony charges of criminal mischief, pretty serious charges, and could end up seeing some time over that. People up in arms on that. And then also, Salem had some water issues back over the weekend, as did almost everyone around. I don't know if you were watching the news around the region, but it seems like everybody from over, they had some problems over in Lyon County, and then Webster County had a pretty serious meltdown over the weekend just passed, and actually some folks were out of water for a while. They couldn't get their water into their plant. So you know, and then in Crittenden and Livingston had a pretty serious issue late last week. Had to warn people, and looked like they may have averted a real disaster. They were talking about rolling shutdowns of water service for some customers. But thank God everybody kind of cut back on the dripping of their faucets and such, and conserved usage, and they were able to fill those tanks back up and get back on the road. Water is such obviously an important part of our lives, and we really don't miss it until we don't have it, until we turn that faucet on and it's dry. You know, it's kind of odd. The city of Marion, of course, it has had its problems with water, well documented over the past 3 or 4 years, really. They've been dealing with this water crisis, and it seems like every time someone in the region has a water issue, Marion becomes the whipping boy. Some people are just confuse the water districts, neighboring water districts, with the city of Marion that have really nothing to do with one another. But I thought it'd be interesting to bring on the mayor of Marion and talk about this. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Mayor Deanna Browning.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, good morning, Mayor Browning. How are things in the fair city of Marion today?
Good morning. We're hanging in there strong.
Yes. So for the first time, maybe, or not the first time, I guess, but at least this particular time, it seems like Marion is devoid of any serious water problems, while everyone around, the dominoes keep falling. It seems like every water district around us has had troubles over the past week. Of course, rightfully so, I guess. Well, the way this weather is, you go from the extreme heat in the summer to the big freeze in the winter, and those pipes tend to move around in the ground and break. And I know you've had your fair share of breaks, but kind of talk about how this seems like no one understands that the city of Marion and some of these other water districts are totally different entities.
Correct. And water problems, they're not unique to Marion. It's everywhere. Ours, of course, is highlighted by the water crisis. And but right now, as of today, we are holding our own. Our tanks are full, and Old City Lake is full. But the only thing that is concerning me right now is when the temperatures warm up, lines are going to start breaking. So that could change at any minute.
I know you've hired outside help to try to at least free your guys up. You've got a company, I think, coming in to help fix these water lines that are breaking so the guys can work on some other things.
Absolutely. So our guys can focus upon the streets. There's been a lot of, there's been some complaints about street maintenance during this weather event. And as I've explained, it's hard. We do not have the same resources as the state and even the county. They have larger equipment and more manpower. And if we're diverting our guys to keep people in water, we're not going to be able to focus on the streets. Mm-hmm. And, and I know everyone wants clear streets, of course they do, but as we've said, just drive slowly if you have to get out at all.
Mm-hmm. It's quite remarkable that the city of Marion's the whipping boy every time anybody around us has a water problem, and we've had our own set of problems, no question, in Marion. But it's pretty interesting to watch social media blow up on that. I know you don't, nobody in your seat particularly likes that, but nonetheless, it's quite a show.
it really is. And a lot of times it's a circus, right? But a great example is what happened with Webster County Water District. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is, on Monday, Crittenden and Livingston stopped supplementing our water because they need to focus upon their leaks.
So last Monday, which could go today.
Yeah. It was, last Monday. And so what happened with Webster County, of course, it was strictly dealing with their plants, not even having water. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, we're getting blamed because Crittenden and Livingston was supplying the water and they were drawing water out of Webster County. And that was absolutely could not be further from the truth.
Yeah,
and I hate that.
Yeah, it's a shame.
sometimes folks spout off. They really don't know what's going on. But let's kind of change over just a little bit, though. You did make an announcement that the city will be rolling back some of this environmental fee, maybe based on people having higher usage this month because they've been dripping their water to avoid freezing. Explain that real briefly.
Absolutely. And that has always been a concern in the past, where it may take us 5-6 days to read a meter and it may kick them up into the next environmental fee category. Mm-hmm. So I had started a process where we would investigate that and knock them down to their regular. Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes with this too. We've had to drip the faucets. We had to, no choice. And just to relieve some of the financial burden, that's the least we can do. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand completely what the environmental fee is about. Nobody likes it. We all pay it, right? But it is strictly to go to pay off the new sewer plant, right? Doesn't really have anything to do with drinking water. And we have no choice, but if I can offer relief to our people, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So folks just need to call City Hall if they see a big spike in their water bill. And that's the bills that they will pay in March. They should be getting sometime this month, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Okay. We're going to start reading here in a couple of weeks. And yeah, anytime you have an unusually high bill, just call City Hall. Mm-hmm. And people are going to experience leaks. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, we're going to give you a grace on that leak.
Yeah. Okay. And again, we're talking about Marion proper. This is inside the city limits of Marion, Kentucky only. There's a Crittenden Livingston Water District that serves the outlying areas in the county of Crittenden and then Livingston. They also supply water down into Lyon County over Grand Rivers, which is in Livingston, but not to be confused with those two. All right. Well, Mayor, thank you. And let's kind of keep our hands together in prayer that we get some of this weather relief they're predicting.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, in local news, something that we are following and we'll actually be doing a series on over the next 2 or 3 weeks anyway in the Crittenden Press full edition is the state of Kentucky Department of Highways, Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has released its 6-year plan, or at least that's what they used to call this plan. Now they've kind of changed the name of it and call it highway recommendations or something to that effect. But it's what it is a long-term planning document that states the priorities for the state of Kentucky with regard to transportation projects in every county in the Commonwealth. So in reviewing Crittenden County's page in that document, it looks like Deanwood Curve out on Kentucky Highway 120 between Marion and Providence is going to get some more love. It got some attention back 6 or 7 years ago when the state really at the behest of Magistrate Dan Wood, former magistrate now, but he was magistrate for that area back at the time, and he really kind of bird-dogged this problem that was occurring out on Deanwood Curve. It's just before you get to the Shady Grove Y out there, and it's it has been a very hazardous area, a number of accidents. Some have been fatal over the years. About as notorious as the Rosebud Curve out on Highway 60 East. So every time it would rain, seemed like there was an accident out there, and they put down one of those low skid surface treatments that the highway department does on that particular stretch of roadway, and then changed the signage, dropped the speed limit, really took some some measures to improve safety, and it did. But now it looks like there's a little over $2 million that is being requested from the legislature by the Department of Highways to straighten that curve out to some degree. And Judge Perry Newcomb, I've spoke with him about it. And he says that also maybe in concert with that plan is also some plans to replace those two little bridges out there. I think there are two. I know there's one that's right there as you come out of that curve, and I believe there's another one. So, and they're old bridges that have those concrete curbs on them, which narrow causes the lanes to be more narrow. And he says there's a plan to take those out, put in new bridges, and a lot of new bridges, as we know, going in around Kentucky's bridge infrastructure issues are well documented. But full details on all this in the Crittenden Press, and there's some other projects that are going to be going on if this road plan comes to fruition, and we'll be highlighting those over the next few weeks in the newspaper.
Well, of course, it's still tax season, and I have with me today the franchisee of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, in Rosa Claire, Illinois, Jennifer Reckinger. And Jennifer, tell us about this online filing system that you have. Folks don't even have to come into your office.
Right, yeah. So you can actually upload your documents digitally to us. So we can prepare the return, and then we can send this over to you for approval. So you don't even have to step foot into our office at all for us to be able to prepare your tax return.
And can those same people qualify for the early refund?
They sure can, yes. So we can still do your tax return, and you can still qualify for that refund advance loan.
All right, Jennifer. Well, a lot of options at H&R Block and Marion Rosa Claire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, in local sports, the Rockets and Lady Rockets will be in action tomorrow night down in Cadiz as they both close out their regular season district schedule against Trigg County. Of course, Lady Rockets having a big season. They beat Lyon County over in Eddyville on Friday night in a key second region matchup. The two teams were ranked number one and two in the KHSAA RPI. Lyon had actually inched ahead of Crittenden and was in first place. And then the Rocket girls go over there and got behind early, but came back from a nearly a double-digit deficit. I think they were actually down nine at one time and then ended up winning that game by nine. Jordan Hodge and Elliot Evans led the scoring for the Lady Rockets in that game. And the boys had a hard time with Lyon County. Lyon County is one of the best teams around, as everyone knows, coming off that state championship a couple of years ago. But they're still very strong, one of the top two teams in the region right now. And they kind of wiped Crittenden out. And then the Rocket boys played on Saturday night at home, a makeup game against Caldwell County. And Caldwell shot incredibly well, hit 13 three-pointers in the game, and kind of buried Crittenden early, had a running clock late. So Crittenden County's boys will try to get their first win in more than three seasons tomorrow night down at Trigg County, while the Lady Rockets will be a heavy favorite against the Lady Wildcats. And if they win that game, they will make it a clean sweep this season. Six wins in the district round robin during the regular season will claim the number one seed for postseason. Hit you with one more sports item. Over in Eddyville, Lyon County, actually from just south of Fredonia, Brody Williams grew up there, not far from where all those big solar panels are. Anyway, Brody was a great high school baseball player over in Lyon County, won the Johnny Bench Award in his senior season at Lyon County. And this week, some news came out. He is ranked among the top 30 catchers in Division I baseball. He is a senior at Kent State. And he has had some interest from professional ball clubs. But not drafted so far. Hope to see him drafted one day. A great baseball player. If you want to follow his career, just check out the Kent State website or the Facebook page. But congratulations, Brody Williams, being named to that very significant list of the top 30 catchers in Division I baseball in the United States. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. So long to you all, and so long to this snow. We're going to get it out of here today and tomorrow. So we'll catch you a little later in the week. Maybe we'll have some spring-like temperatures to enjoy. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.